Welcome to Rams 360. The Dallas Cowboys are America's team, and Jerry World could be an intimidating environment. But the Rams went down to Dallas and pulled off a comeback win to push their record to 3-1. Let's go inside the game.
I told you last Friday, I fear this game for my Dallas Cowboys. And the great irony of this is, when I looked down the schedule, I fixated on the Ram game, and I thought, thank you. We got one easy one. The LA Rams now look like, to me, a team on the verge. A very dangerous team that now, believe it or not, leads the National Football League in scoring.
With a strong start to the season, the Rams are confident heading into Dallas, Texas. But victories against the Colts and the 49ers are not enough to crown this team as elite. Today, they get a chance to shock the world.
From AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, welcome to Week 4 of the National Football League schedule. The Los Angeles Rams arrive with the top scoring offense in the league to take on the Dallas Cowboys, both teams at 2-1.
All week, we heard about how great they were. What are they going to do when they get hit in the mouth? What are they going to do when they get hit in the mouth today? Everybody show up today. Play with that passion, man. Play with your heart, man.
Set for kickoff. We are about to get underway with Week 4.
Greatest profession in the universe. Get to fly around, hit people, and get paid for it. Are you kidding me? Win, all right? Win. Win every down.
Prescott right? Under center. He drops a throw. Short drop, looking right. Nowhere to go. Now he unloads. Far sideline. Dez Bryant makes the catch.
We talked about this matchup being one of the top. Tremaine has to show up.
35 of LA, hand off right side. Elliott through the hole. He's got a first down. Dragged down by the last Ram that had a chance at him. 16 yards on the Zeke run. To the air they go. Prescott sits in the pocket. Now it breaks down, and down he goes! Back at the 16, the first sack of the day belongs to the Los Angeles Rams. It's a loss of 2. So set up for the field goal try. Here's Dan Bailey. The hold of Chris Jones. The uprights to our left. It clears the line. Well struck, and it is good. And the Cowboys get 3 out of their opening drive. Jared Goff and the offense get it next on the ESPN LA Rams Radio Network.
Let's make our best play. Let's make our best play. Let's go.
The addition of Andrew Whitworth has been the missing cornerstone to this team. With 11 years in the NFL, the 3-time Pro Bowler remains a constant reminder of how the game should be played.
Everybody make a play. Let's go.
They toss right. Here's the run. 15, 20. Nice hole. 25. Goff to the air for the first time. Near side throw. It's caught. Higbee. He has to roll right immediately. He throws. It's complete at the 36-yard line. Running out of bounds. Gerald Everett near the sticks.
I like the way they start in a 3 tight end set. Trapping 3 linebackers on the field in a traditional 4-3. Tough to stop this offense when you got to run all over and defend the entire field with bigger guys on the field. Smart by Sean McVay. Great start by Todd Gurley in this offense.
They trail by a field goal. They're already in long field goal range for Greg Zuerlein. Goff is in the shotgun. Facing third down and 7.
Pirate.
He's got the snap. He drops the throw. Looking left. Gets to his progression. Cooper Kupp over the middle. Incomplete between 2 defenders. It's 4th down and 7. And Zuerlein will try to tie it.
Hey, that's a good start, man. You see how we press the tempo on him, all right? We've got to be efficient on early downs to do that.
Early moments of the game resemble an old-fashioned brawl. Both teams scratching and clawing for an edge.
Yeah, if he comes the most dangerous, you trust him to take it, okay?
Yeah.
But how'd you do on him?
Not a yeah.
As the Rams make adjustments, the Cowboys hit their stride late in the second quarter.
They run left side with a lead blocker. Nice hole. 30, 35, broken tackle. 45, 50. It's Ezekiel Elliott at the 10. He gets by one tackler. Dives to the pylon. And scores a touchdown. Ezekiel Elliott up the middle, rides his surge into the end zone. Touchdown, Dallas. And Zeke has his second touchdown of the season, and it gives the Cowboys the lead.
While the Cowboys add to their lead, the Rams continue to search for answers. With 8 minutes left in the first half, Los Angeles needs to make a play.
Hecker just gets it away, was not contacted by a near block, and so the punt is fielded, and now dropped! Inside the 20, LA is on it! A flag comes down, and we'll see if the Rams get to keep it.
During the kick, fielding the block in the back, receiving team number 23, FLE's decline.
first down, Los Angeles.
Obviously, the Rams will take the football at the 18-yard line. What a break. This could be a game changer. Here's a shotgun snap. Goff stands in. He throws near sideline. Cooper Kupp at the three. Goes in untouched. He beat his man to the near side of the field and takes it in for a score. Cooper Kupp, touchdown LA. And we'll step aside with a new score. 17-13 Dallas with 6:33 to go before the half on the ESPN LA Rams Radio Network.
The Rams strike fast to bring the Cowboys' lead to four, but Dallas quickly responds.
Cowboys break the huddle with Dak Prescott in the gun. Ezekiel Elliott to his right. He awaits a snap. He has it. He looks to throw. Pocket breaks down. He spins out to his left. At the 20, he throws. End zone caught. Touchdown. Bryce Butler. And that leaves the Rams with 1:51, but no timeouts to answer.
As Dallas regains the lead, the Rams' offensive and defensive woes continue. With an urgent need for points, Los Angeles calls on its special teams unit for momentum going into the half.
Greg Zuerlein, 7-for-7 so far this season. The kick is up. It's got tons of leg, and Zuerlein drilled it to end the second quarter with a great opening half, and he gives the Rams some momentum going to the locker room. 24-16 is the score. Here's the snap. Here's the game. He sits in the pocket. He retreats. He throws. Elliott at the 45. Gets past Barry. Gets to the 40. He's tackled close, but it appears to be short. The Rams sideline is celebrating.
American Airlines, the official airline of the Los Angeles Rams.
While we have a moment, you know, a lot of questions have been raised about the state of this Rams defense transitioning from a 3-4 to a 4-3. They had a great week one, but they've been beat up in weeks two and three and given up 90 points in its last 10 quarters of work. They're going to need a bounce-back second half to have any chance. Prescott under center, turns right shoulder, gives to Elliott. He's hit by Aaron Donald, and he's not going to miss. He throws, looking for Dez this time. At the 5-yard line, Tremaine reaches up with his right hand and swats it down to the turf.
Hey, I feel like we're starting to go now. We're starting to go, dude.
We talked about this defense stepping up and making plays. They have been dominating this game in the second half. I mean, this is the Rams defense that we've come to understand and love.
DeMarco, how has the mood changed down there on the Rams sideline?
Well, something happened with the defense. Getting stops and getting the ball back to the offense has really fired up this football team.
Got to come through for y'all right here.
First down, Goff. Fakes the handoff on the fly sweep and throws down the seam. It's caught. 35-30. Inside move. Gurley's going to go. 10-5. Touchdown, L.A. 55 yards, and the Rams take the lead.
What a play call. What execution by the Rams. Now this whole stadium is quiet.
Dead silent here at AT&T, and the Rams are on the high side. 26-24 in Arlington. Dallas 5 of 10 on third down today, 0-for-3 in this half. Dak Prescott, he needs 9. He's got the snap. Four-man run. Has to step up. He's hit. Loose ball. It is picked off Mark Barron. And now a chance for Jared Goff and the offense to deliver the death blow, the kill shot.
You go down right now, you take a little bit of time, and you put this ball in the end zone, this game is over. Everyone leaves.
Inside of 10 minutes to go, third down. He looks left. He checks down. It's Sammy Watkins who did not snap his head around, and it goes right past his ear hole at the 20-yard line, incomplete. And so once again, here comes Greg Zuerlein, and it can extend the Rams' lead to 32-24.
A 10-point fourth-quarter lead won't guarantee a win in the NFL. Despite having the momentum, the Rams were unable to close, and Dak would take advantage.
Prescott has all day to throw, and a wide-open receiver. James Hanna, 10-5, far sideline touchdown, and Dallas is back. Do you go for two here?
You have to.
He runs a QB draw. He dives in to tie the game. There's a flag. There's a flag late.
Holding. Offense number 72.
Just gave up a two-point conversion with holding, so a chance to redeem themselves from the 12. Shotgun snap to Prescott. Here comes the blitz. Alec Ogletree breaks through. He's got it by the waist. That's a throw. Goes to the end zone. It's dropped in the chest of Terrence Williams. Prescott put it on his numbers, And so the Rams' lead is maintained.
Dallas would force the Rams to punt on the next possession, putting LA's defense back on the field to seal the game in Arlington.
Fourth down and 10 from the LA 48. Prescott in the shotgun with Ezekiel Elliott. Here's the snap. Here's the game. He sits in the pocket. He retreats. He throws. Elliott at the 45. Gets past Barry. Gets to the 40. He's tackled close, but it appears to be short. The Rams sideline is celebrating. 35-30. The Rams are going to win. They give up 24 points defensively in the first two periods. They hold Dallas to 30 total, and AT&T Stadium is empty. In the final seconds of week four, the Rams are going to 3-1.
Now listen, listen. That is a great win. Enjoy it. Love you guys. Love where we're going. We got a great game coming up against the Seattle Seahawks. Coach Wade, get a breakdown.
Let's go.
All right, Rams on three. Rams! Family on three.
Check out this block right here from Josh Reynolds. Want to know why Todd Gurley scores a touchdown on that play? Because Josh Reynolds doesn't give up on the play just because he doesn't have the ball. It's a great block. Todd Gurley has the rest of the lane to get into the end zone for his seventh touchdown of the season.
Stay tuned for more Rams 360.
From the Rams studio, connected by AT&T, this is All 22. I'm Miles Simmons, and in this edition, we're talking Todd Gurley's 53-yard touchdown against the Cowboys.
First down gone. Fakes the handoff on the fly sweep and throws down the seam. It's caught. 35-30. Inside move. Gurley's going to go. 10-5. Touchdown, LA!
After the game, Todd Gurley said, when this play is called, you start to think to yourself, all right, are we going to score a touchdown or not? The Rams put this play in during practice during the week. They ran it successfully, and they did it again on Sunday to get a touchdown. So as you take a look here, you can see Todd Gurley right there. He's in the backfield next to Jared Goff. But what you got to notice at the start of this play is the motion from this guy right there, Tavon Austin. And what he's been doing a lot, sort of being this decoy, but he's somebody that defenses have to account for. So that's why when you see him come in motion and then you see this play fake right there, you get these Cowboys on the second level. They're looking straight into the backfield to try to figure out what that motion is going to mean. Now, at the same time right here, you got Todd Gurley doing, I don't know, it's kind of a wheel route, but just getting out into this area right there, and he's just going to try to go up the field. But you can see right here that the Cowboys, they've already lost on this play, because look at where their eyes are. Eyes are on the quarterback right here. And look where Todd Gurley is. He's right here. He's coming up right there. And that's where Jared Goff is going to deliver a very accurate ball within the timing and rhythm of the play. He's going to basically sustain a hit right there, almost from his own guy and Andrew Whitworth. But look at where the ball is delivered. And Todd Gurley is just going to do the rest from there. Look at this. Jeff Heath, he's going to try to make a play. I don't think so. Look at Todd Gurley's just spatial awareness. Knows where he has to go. And then check out this block right here from Josh Reynolds. Want to know why Todd Gurley scores a touchdown on that play? Because Josh Reynolds doesn't give up on the play just because he doesn't have the ball. It's a great block. Todd Gurley has the rest of the lane to get into the end zone for his seventh touchdown of the season.
It's game time. Ooh.
Rams 360, connected by AT&T.
Andrew Whitworth might have been the best addition in this offseason for the Rams roster. Jared Goff no longer has to worry about his blind side. We had the big vet mic'd up in the Dallas game, so let's check out Andrew Whitworth, Wired.
Let's go! Up front on three! One, two, three!
Up front!
There he is. What's going on, brother? Okay, play.
I forgot about how annoying it is to watch a game on this screen. It makes my neck hurt.
No, there's no horse collar.
Holding.
Hey, let's go get
7. They get a stop right here. Let's go.
Back
I got you, baby. I'm going to put them jets on. Get us that rock, D.
He's got the snap. Drops to his own 2-yard line. Throws down the middle. It's complete. First down, Robert Woods at the 30.
Let's go, baby. You all right?
Yeah,
I'm good. Let's go, dog.
Holding! Let's go!
Hey, Jared, milk it a little.
Elliott at the 45, gets past Barron, gets to the 40. He's tackled close, but it appears to be short.
Ball game!
Yeah, baby!
Let's go!
Stay healthy. Good luck to y'all, man. Y'all stay healthy.
Healthy, all right?
Yeah, you too, brother.
Good to see
you. What's up? Yeah, you too, brother. Hey, keep balling, man.
Come on, let's go! Let's go!
Yeah, baby. Let's go.
Whitworth is a force on the field, but off the field, he's a family man. This offseason, I went to the happiest place on earth with the Whitworth Bunch, including his wife, 4 kids, and the nanny. Did I mention the 6'7", 330-pounder is scared of roller coasters?
Drew, they have a Cars ride. How about that?
Wait in line to watch Meet the Princesses, but you know what? Just gotta embrace it. Just act excited, you know?
Excited? You're not excited to see the princesses?
So excited to meet Ariel? Let's
see your happy face! All
right, man. It's game time.
Ooh.
Seen the Rams play really good football in the start of the season. They've been explosive on offense and really controlled the ball, and they're leading the league in scoring. We get challenges across the board. It's a very good matchup. We got to be right and have a heck of a week to get ready for it.
Rams 360 presented by The Parking Spot.
In facing a defense like the Seahawks, how difficult of a task could this be for Jared?
It's a great task. You know, this is an excellent defense. I think you look at the history of what they've done over the last handful of years. They got all pro players really on all three levels up front and on the back end. And they play hard. They're fundamentally sound. They're very well coached. And they've got elite players all over the place.
I've seen the Rams play really good football in the start of the season. They've been explosive on offense and really controlled the ball. And they're leading the league in scoring. We get challenges across the board. It's a very good matchup. We got to be right and have a heck of a week to get ready for it.
I've had a lot of respect for what Coach Carroll's done throughout the course of his career at a variety of stops. The energy that he brings every single day, I think it becomes contagious.
Jared, what's the biggest challenge against the Seattle defense?
I think just how good they are at what they do. I think, you know, they do it so well, and they do it consistently well for so long now that they've proven to be hard to beat, and it will be a challenge for us, like I said, but we're excited for it.
They're just executing. O-line's blocking better. I'm playing with purpose. I think they were 3-1 at this point last year, they've been looking good.
Whenever you're playing guys, you know, like Aaron Donald and Quinn and all their linebackers and everybody they have, you know, Ogletree and all those guys, Barron, you have to be able to move, you know, every once in a while, because they're going to get there. They're going to make some plays. They got great players. I'm glad I can be on my feet this time.
Huge amount of respect for Russell Wilson, his ability to be able to operate in the pocket, create off schedule, change the launch point.
You would think he just likes to run the ball, but he looks to throw the ball down the field.
It's Russell Wilson, man. He'll beat you with his feet and get outside the pocket and make some things happen. So as long as we can contain him, make sure, make him a throwing quarterback and keep him one-dimensional, I think we'll be fine.
They're a bunch of really good football players. You know, I think anytime you get a bunch of really good football players on one team, it's going to be a great challenge.
You know, for me personally, I'm just excited to go up against some very good football players and competition is something that I think we thrive on.
We're happy that feel fortunate that we're at 3-1 after the first quarter of the season, and now let's see if we can start out the second quarter in a good manner against a great divisional opponent that we have a whole lot of respect for, and we know we've got to be at our best.